Batavia City Schools has prioritized one major aspect of students' learning in the last year, their well-being. Emphasizing social-emotional learning has helped some teachers in the district feel more connected to their students. It also may be helping students stay on track in this tumultuous time. KSEL.org is the premier resource for social-emotional learning curriculum and defines SEL on their website as the process through which all young people and adults acquire and apply the knowledge, skills, and attitudes to develop healthy identities, manage emotions, and achieve personal and collective goals, feel and show empathy for others, establish and maintain supportive relationships, and make responsible and caring decisions. The concept came out of psychiatrist William Glasser's choice theory, the idea that humans have five basic needs, and from those comes personal choices and individual sense of personal responsibility. Christine Merle of Rochester, New York, began her own school training company 7 years ago. Merle was a teacher for several years and says her company grew as a natural progression of taking on more and more professional development roles within and beyond her school district. She has worked with school districts all over Western New York, rural, urban, and suburban, and has played a special role in helping Batavia City Schools implement and foster a comprehensive SEL curriculum. Merle echoes a common sentiment of teachers at Batavia High School about state and national testing. She argued teaching to a test can be antithetical to building life and social skills that are just as important. Merle identified the introduction of Common Core as a major turning point in New York State educational priorities. She believes the need to prioritize empathy, collaboration, and self-awareness was evident within a few years. When we pushed academics to that extent, we forgot that at the end of the day, we want good kids. The pandemic has shifted academics seismically, and kids have been handed a lot to cope with. In Batavia, school was forced fully online without notice last March for the rest of the year. Like other schools, neither students nor teachers were given much guidance. Since school started in September, Batavia CSD has been running a hybrid model but was forced online again without notice for over 2 weeks in December when the area's COVID rates soared. Parents, teachers, and students are all quite aware that it can and may happen again and that uncertainty inevitably has an impact on students' well-being. As standardized tests have been canceled or presumed to be canceled throughout the year, the district has had an opportunity to look inward and assess what students need. Early on, the district mandated teachers focus on their students' well-being and prioritize the SEL training they had already been implementing, and they brought in resident expert Christine Merle to do it. Merle's approach has been holistic. She trains teachers and she trains students directly. She shows them how to accept criticism, how to listen, and she encourages all teachers, not just English and social sciences teachers, how to incorporate this model. Merle said she gets the biggest pushback from math and science teachers, but knows social and emotional intelligence is inherent in every aspect of learning. She said, "If you can't do explicit instruction in physics, when can you?" Critics of SEL might say that a school district like Batavia CSD, where there are fairly accessible resources and more homogeneous socioeconomic experience than more rural or more urban districts, is in a position of privilege. They aren't wrong. Merle's experience in diverse districts across Western New York has underlined how important access and a stable environment is for a child's development and academic success. And even in Batavia, students with less access generally need the most SEL support. She said, "If a kid doesn't have food and shelter, it's tough to get them to self-actualize." Merle has no doubt that the foundation of SEL training that was already embedded in Batavia's teachers and their commitment to maintaining SEL in the classroom this year has had a positive impact on students' ability to cope. Measures for SEL success are largely qualitative, but Merle is collaborating with Batavia on a grant that will allow them to study the correlation between SEL learning and attendance among students with chronic absenteeism. And for all the strife and loss of this year, Merle believes that SEL has been the breakaway star of this year, not just for a small district like Batavia, but statewide. As New York has been forced to cancel the standardized test they've relied on for so long, Merle says she's observed an inward reflection that may be leading toward a change in priorities that can benefit learners across the state. She called herself an optimist when she said, "Especially because New York State has had to relook at all their testing, There wasn't the Regents exams. There wasn't the 4-8 tests. I think it's going to result in, what good are the tests? What information are we getting? She sees New York State potentially moving towards something SEL experts have known all along. The stars don't align for every kid on the same day.